Are there any episodes that come to
mind? Gosh, I've memorized every episode. I can watch the show and I say the lines before they say them. I have just love and affection for Lucy. But Vitamin and Benjamin, of course, is one of my favorites. She wants to be an actor, and so she gets Ricky to give her a part doing a commercial for Vitamin and Benjamin, which was vitamins, minerals, vegetables, all in one little bottle. And so it does have some alcohol in it, so they make her practice the commercial over and over. And by the time she finishes practicing, she's looped out because of all the alcohol she's been sipping the whole time. That's hilarious. Yeah. Of course, the Chocolate Factory is all-time favorite. All the California
the William Holden, with the lights lighting her nose on fire.
For years, I have had a picture of her on my bookshelf as if she were one of the family. You know, my kids, pictures of my grandkids.
Yeah, and there's Lucy,
of course. There is Lucy. So that's why I was so pleased to have met Wanda, because it just brings everything to life.
That's just back to what I said about props, like setting that nose on fire.
Oh,
didn't you believe that was an accident that Lucy
It was. And you know, every time I have watched those episodes, how many thousands of times, and I laugh every time as if it's the first time I've seen it. And, unbelievable.
Because it still works. The grape stomping scene, Lucy rehearsed that constantly, except for stepping in the vat of grapes. She wanted that to be a surprise, so they rehearsed it, but she didn't step in those grapes until the show night.
And did I hear that in one of the episodes when she got in a fight with somebody, it was like almost a real fight?
The other grape stomper from Italy didn't speak much English, apparently. She was an actor, and she did the part. But I know Lucy, she'd tell a story, and if it got good reaction, well, it got a little better next time she told it. And so I don't know if that lady really was holding her down and stepping on her in the grape vat. I don't know that for sure or not, or if it was just part of the show.
But as comedic as she was considered by Frank Sinatra in the Cold War thriller, The Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
He felt that she had those kind of skills. However, the director had worked with Angela Lansbury, and he insisted that she have the part.
Yeah. Lucy was offered an awful lot of parts. She would have been terrific in that, too, but nobody would be any better than Angela. In fact, when they gave Lucy Mame, she argued, say, this is Angela's movie. This is Angela's story. But they wanted Lucy because she had a bigger movie star name. Angela had been mostly on stage at that time. Anyway, I like Mame. I thought Mame was a real good movie, but it didn't get good reviews. Critics criticized her for getting old, not for acting. Lucy cried over those reviews sometimes.
And wasn't her very last movie about the homeless?
Now, that was a TV movie called Stone Pillow. It was filmed on location in New York City, and the story idea was absolutely wonderful. I can't remember who wrote the original idea. It was about a young woman whose mother was estranged or even thought she had died. But this young reporter saw this old homeless person on the streets and thought, my God, there's something about her. That story idea was so good, but it changed. That's another one where Gary Morton was saying, give her what she wants. And Lucy wanted to do certain things. She named her Florabelle because that was her grandmother's name. That's just not a... And Lucy was bundled up in layers and layers and layers of clothes and the hat. And the heat, Lucy got sick during that movie because the heat just got to her and exhaustion. But one thing that I was so disappointed in, those gloves she wore, she still had manicures. And that shouldn't have been.
No.
So anyway.
But she had high praise for that as a homeless woman. It was in 1985, that movie, Stone Pillow. It was not a smash hit.
No.
But she got critical acclaim for
doing it. She did, but there were a lot of critics and some people, fans, really didn't want to see her do anything except Lucy Ricardo, and that's too bad.